The debate over expanding Medicaid in Michigan continues. Governor Snyder is still pushing for the state Senate to go ahead and vote on the legislation. It would expand Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of low-income adults in Michigan. The state House has already approved it. Well, over the weekend, Mark Schauer jumped into the debate. Schauer, a Democrat, is running for governor in 2014. Here he is from Saturday.
What I would do is call the legislature immediately into a special session. He has the constitutional authority specifically to pass Medicaid expansion. I, for the life of me, can't figure out why he's not doing it.
Well, let's try to answer that very question as we bring in Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team of Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Mark Schauer, we're here to help you.
Well, Mark Schauer is saying, hey, Governor, get tough. Call back that state Senate if you want them to so badly pass this expansion. So can he do that?
The answer is an absolute.
Resolute.
Definitive. We just don't know.
But here is what we do know, Cindy. Rick?
Okay. Everybody turn to Article 5, Section 15 of your Michigan Constitution. It's on page 21 of my copy. I don't know about yours. I will read it now in its entirety. The governor may convene the legislature on extraordinary occasions.
And that's it.
And the question is, you know, what does that mean? What's an extraordinary occasion? Now this power used to be used fairly regularly when we didn't have a year-round legislature that meets from January through the end of December. Pretty typically, back in the day, the legislature would be wrapped up well by now and gone until next year.
Right. And if some business cropped up that needed tending to, the governor would just call the legislature back. It doesn't happen anymore, though, because the legislature's just never gone for that long, Cindy.
They're always there. So, Rick, when is the last time a governor called back the legislature?
Well, the last time a governor tried was in 1988. It was a continuation of the political feud between Governor Jim Blanchard, a Democrat, and the Republican State Senate Majority Leader John Engler. And this time they were fighting over home heating assistance, prescription help for seniors, and repealing the state's inheritance tax. Blanchard threatened to call the legislature back after they had taken a recess, and it was a standoff that was actually settled before it came to calling a special session.
So, Rick, what's the confusion here then?
Well, the confusion, the unsettled question, is whether the governor can actually call a special session while the legislature is still technically in its regular session. Right now, the legislature is just on a summer recess. The session isn't over until December. There's even a pro forma meeting day this week. It's a just-in-case day, but nothing will happen, no roll calls, no attendance, hardly anyone will show up. Or can the governor call the legislature back to vote on something anytime the legislature leaves town? We just don't know. There are smart opinions on both sides of this question and a lot of people who are saying it's all really just a big muddle.
And that's what makes this so fun for us political watchers, Cindy, because we've been on the phone, really smart people who have an idea of how it absolutely is.
Uh-huh.
And then you talk to someone else who has an idea of the opposite idea of how it actually is. This is what makes it all so fascinating.
Well, Zoe, why is Schauer jumping into this now with both feet?
Well, I mean, it's what you do, right? I mean, Schauer gets to say, hey, if I was in power, this is what I would do. This is what the governor should be doing. You know, it's his opportunity to take any chance he can get to show what his leadership would look like. It's, of course, a lot easier to say what you would do than actually have to be the one to do it.
Right. And Mark Schauer gets to do all that without having to deal with the responsibility or the fallout of that action. I mean, let's assume Rick Snyder could call the legislature back. A big if, but still, is that a good idea? He can't make them vote, let alone vote yes on the Medicaid expansion. So would he just be needlessly antagonizing legislators when he's looking for them to vote with him anyway?
Particularly as you're looking forward with negotiations that are going to be happening, he's going to want votes probably on road funding and things like that.
Well, we should note it isn't just Schauer versus Snyder, Democrat Democrats versus Republicans. What is at the heart of this intra-party fight within the GOP, right?
Yeah. And again, I mean, that's what makes this so interesting. You have some members of the Republican Party, including Governor Snyder, saying you've got to do this. You know, it's going to save the state money in the long run. It's important to do for people who are low income to expand Medicaid. But then you have really conservative Republicans who just aren't buying it. They don't believe.
Tea Partiers.
Yeah, we're Tea Partiers. They don't believe the federal government will hold up their end of the bargain, which is to fully fund the expansion for its first couple of years. It's, you know, important to note, though, that all of this also isn't happening in a vacuum. Of course, the entire state house, the entire state senate, Governor Snyder, all up for re-election in November 2014. So everyone is being really, really cautious on how they vote on something that's so controversial.
And there's also a pretty interesting dynamic here, too, Rick. The fact is Democrats probably need to be careful what they wish for.
Well, yeah, this is one of those cases when you talk about the governor calling back the legislature, that this is an interaction between two separate, independent, equal branches of government. And so let's say and they tend to be, you know, they tend to, you know, jealously guard their prerogatives. So let's just look at the Democrats. Let's say the Democrats take over the legislature in 2014. The state house is a somewhat more likely prospect than the state Senate. Mm-hmm. And Governor Snyder wins re-election. Also turn that around. Republicans retain control, but Mark Schauer wins election. If you are a legislator, are you really going to want a governor of the opposite party to have this power, the power to call back lawmakers to session whenever they leave, the minute they leave, and he just doesn't want them to.
It's interesting to note, Cindy, too, we're seeing something sort of like this right now in the U.S. Senate over the filibuster rule, right? That when you're in the majority, it's much easier to want to pass something. When you're in the minority, maybe you want it passed. And then the second it switches, suddenly it's be careful what you wish for.
You just might get it. Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark are It's Just Politics team. They bring us It's Just Politics. Find out more. Go to It's Just Politics at Michigan Radio. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks so much, Cindy.